Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I'm sure many of you heard about the terrible tragedy on the M50 just last Friday involving a lorry and a motorcycle. It happened just after about 10 o'clock in the morning, and the news emerged that a motorcyclist had lost his life. He's been named as Derek Martin, and Derek's sister Helen is with me on the programme today. Helen, I just want to start by, you know, offering you my deepest condolences to you and the whole family and all of Derek's friends and work colleagues as well. But I know this is incredibly raw for you and, you know, an incredibly difficult time because it only happened last Friday. But you're with us on the show today because you want to talk to people, or you're looking for people who might have stopped to help Derek at the time.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. So we obviously got the news, and then a short while after we were told that a lot of bystanders stopped their cars, and because there was some people that were trying to record the accident and take videos and pictures and stuff, but there was a couple of really good people that used their cars as like a barricade to block that from happening, and they sat with my brother and they were there with him, so that he wasn't alone. And I put it out on social media because I just really wanted to find those people just to say thanks so much, because it's just in such a difficult time. It's so nice to know that there's really incredible human beings out there that would do something so kind and like put themselves in danger, because I'm sure the M50 was absolutely mental that day, and they put themselves in danger and they stopped to be with my brother. And I just wanted to, I just need to say thank you to them, because I needed to reach out. Yeah. Because it's insane. Like, it's such a dark, dark, horrible time, and it's so comforting to know that people were there with him. So I just needed to reach out. It just made me feel better. I need to tell them how much it means to me and my family and my mom. My mom and dad, like, it's such a great sense of comfort for them to know that he wasn't alone, because that's all that my mom kept thinking about, it was that he was alone. But now it's so nice to know that he wasn't and that people were there. So we just wanted to reach out in any way that we could to find those people, just to express our gratitude and say thank you, and that they deserve nothing but good things to happen to them, because it's such an incredible act of kindness. So we just wanted to say thank you.
There is the kind streak, you know, in people, Helen, that really emerges, like, at a time of tragedy like that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And like, there's no words that we can ever say to them to express how thankful we are. But we just, if they wanted to come forward so that we could reach out and say thank you, that's all that we wanted. That we just wanted to say thanks.
I'm sure for anyone who stopped or helped or was there in the vicinity at the time, Helen, on the M50 last Friday morning, I'm sure it would never cross their mind that you or any of your family would want to do that. But if there's anybody listening today that was there or was one of the people that Helen's talking about, if you want to even, I know you're on social media, you're on X, on Twitter, Helen, you'd have posted up about it. Yeah, people can get in touch with you there.
I've gotten in touch with several of the people. I won't name them or anything like that. It's not my place. But I've gotten in touch with three of them, and I was able to talk to them and say thank you. But I believe there was maybe seven or eight cars that stopped. So there's still a few people out there that we haven't been able to say thank you to. So yeah.
And some of the people that were there, you've already had a chance to talk to them.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a little bit about Derek?
Yeah, of course.
He was 42. Is that right, Helen?
Yeah.
And I'm right in saying he was a prison officer.
Yeah, he was a prison officer in Wheatfield.
Yeah, in Wheatfield Prison in Dublin.
Yeah. He loved his job.
He loved his job, did he? Yeah.
He loved it. Yeah.
And it's not an easy job.
No. No, we made sure we all knew that.
Really? Yeah, he was a bit of a character, was he?
Yeah, Yeah, he was mad. Yeah, he was just the life and soul of every room he walked into. He was so funny.
And where is he in the family, Helen, to you? Is he's your older brother? Or?
Yeah, he's my older brother. So he's the eldest, and then we have my two sisters, and then there's me. I'm the youngest.
And you obviously had a great relationship.
Yeah, he was my best friend. He texted me on Friday morning to say that he had bought his concert tickets and we were going in June, and he said, make sure you have the day off work. And I was like, yeah, I'll get the day off work, don't worry. And then, of course, later on that afternoon, the accident happened. But no, I had been talking to him that morning. So that's a sense of comfort for me, that I had been speaking to him.
And what concert did you get the tickets for in June, Helen?
The Killers.
For The Killers?
Yeah.
When did you hear the news on Friday?
I'm from work and my sister just rang me, and I was getting loads of missed calls, and I knew that my family knew I was from work, and I was like, what the hell are they ringing me for? So I answered and my sister told me the news, and I had to leave work immediately.
And am I right in saying, are you a nurse?
Yeah.
You're a nurse, and you were in the hospital at the time when you got the call.
Yeah.
It's I've no doubt, Helen, for you and the family, it is just the last few days must be just a complete blur and a whirlwind for you all.
Yeah, I can't keep track of the days or anything. Like, it's so strange. Like, I've had friends that have grieved. I've had family members that have grieved or whatever, and you just can't describe the feeling. It's so strange.
And so young and such a just an absolutely an awful, awful tragedy for you and your family. How are your parents doing, Helen? I know it's a sort of a ridiculous question, but
they're not good, to be honest. They're trying their best. And my mom just keeps saying, because me and my sisters just feel so bad that we can't help them, and we're trying our best to be strong. And my mom is like, well, I need to mind you as well. Yous are my kids, and yous are the most upset yous have ever been in your life. And she said, I need to protect yous. And we're like, stop being so silly. Like, we need to look after you. Like, you've lost your child. And so it's just we're all just trying to be there for each other.
Sure, they're heartbroken. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And you're from Dublin, isn't it, Helen?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're from Dublin. I'm sure, though, you've a good support network and family and a friend base around you.
Yeah, they're all incredible. Yeah, I'm so lucky to have my friends and my family. Like, I don't know what I'd do without them, honestly.
You get great support, don't you, from people in a time like this, you know, when you go through it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible, yeah.
People are really, really good, like, and they really come out and support.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't want to keep you too long, Helen, because I can't even begin to imagine, you know, the pain and the difficulty for you and the family. And I know it was very hard for you to come on air today and talk to us, given that this has only happened last Friday afternoon. But as I said, I know you were keen to do so because you wanted to reach out to anybody who might have been on the M50.
Yeah, we just want to say thanks to everyone that stopped to be with him, and that's all we wanted, was just to say thank you and spread a little bit of love and kindness during everything that's going on. That's basically it, because they're just incredible people, and we can't begin. Like, I don't even know what I'd say to anyone else that came forward. Like, it's just words can't describe how thankful we are for.
Well, if people want to reach out to you, I know you're on social media and on X, and that's where people have been getting in touch. Or if they want, you know, we can put them in contact with you even off air, Helen, if you like, as well.
That'd be brilliant. Thanks so much.
Well, listen, look after yourself, Helen, and mind yourself and your you know, your other siblings and your parents as well. That's Helen Martin.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.